Predators, and that's right, because they have the Quiplink dance team over there when you go to see a Preds game. We are joined now by Mike Jones from Not Alone. And Mike, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Mike, talk to us about this deal here. We know it's a military night on Monday night, the 23rd, with the Detroit Red Wings coming in. But I was unaware of your program, the Not Alone program, and the Not Alone Fund. Talk about that a little bit and exactly what the purposes of it and what is done with these funds that you guys are able to raise.
Well, the program is really a place online that people can go to called notalone.com, and it's really for any type of warrior that served in Afghanistan and Iraq or a family member that's really come home and just found themselves really dealing with stuff that's unique to warriors that go to combat, like real combat. I was listening to what you guys were talking about with the football coaches and everybody being face mask grabbers and stuff like that, and I said, sitting here thinking, you should see yourselves when people actually start getting shot at. And you'd be amazed at how few people are screaming and yelling and stuff like that, and just how professional everything goes down, because it's kind of like being on a football team. It's a lot of training that's involved, a lot of rehearsals and stuff, but it's very similar but very different at the same time. But what we find is, and Brad may have had some of this, when you get out of something that you enjoy and something that you love, or just fighting in this case in Iraq and Afghanistan, and come home and you don't do it anymore, it's a different world that you come home to. Well, you're a changed individual, and not necessarily in a bad way, but a lot of adjustments need to get made when you come home. So notalone.com is really a program and a place for warriors to go and their family members to get help, or just to talk to others and say, hey, dude, you know, what's going on? Is this kind of a normal thing that I'm going through?
And isn't there different kinds of guys? I mean, there are guys that make a career out of this. There are guys that choose to be warriors and kind of know what they're getting into, and they're going to go in there and they're going to do a certain hitch. And then there's this whole new group that we've got now that are going back and forth, that are getting redeployed, that are coming back to jobs and thinking that maybe they've moved on to the next segment of their life. But they go back without question, but it's almost like a little bit of a different animal. It's not like the professional warrior. It's a guy that's in and out. We have such a big volunteer army now.
Yep, it is. And what you'll find now, and this is really different than the Vietnam generation, who most of them only went for one tour,
right,
is that for a basic enlistment of 4 years, a soldier is going to go for two tours to Iraq or Afghanistan. So it's very uncommon to find a frontline warrior like an infantry or a real warfighter who doesn't go at least two times. And in some cases, they go three, four, or five times. And it's year on, year off. So they'll go for a year, and then they'll come home back to Fort Campbell for a year, and then that whole year will be spent getting ready to go back again, and then they'll leave, and then they'll come home and leave, and that's the whole cycle in the Army. It's been a wartime Army for 8 years now, so that's all that they know, and that's all that they do.
Mike, I know locally here in Nashville, the police and fire departments, they don't have someone that's professionally designated from the municipality that deals in debriefing those officers that are involved in tragic incidences and things like that. Is there someone professionally that's in place from a government standpoint that does provide some sort of debriefing, you know, allowing you guys to be counseled things, especially when you come back stateside?
Yes, yeah, so you've got, if you're still in the military, the military has a whole series of programs. They call them the resiliency programs to help people recover from that. But the issue is that a lot of the kids, based on career issues, and it's the same thing with the police and the fire, they think that if they're open about it and they discuss it among their peers or their superiors, that they're going to either get in trouble or their careers will be blocked because of it. So in a lot of cases, what they'll do is they just won't speak up about it. So what Not Alone does is it actually gives them a safe, confidential place to go if they don't trust to go back to the military, where they can talk about the same issues and get them off their chest and not have to worry about that stigma of anybody else knowing about it.
Are there any other peer groups that are out there besides Not Alone? Maybe this one's not as accessible to some of the other soldiers.
We are the first of our kind that actually does this online, but there are other organizations that do kind of local type things. But we're the first one that's really focused nationally like this, where you can really come and solely dedicated to the issue of combat stress, and not just for the warriors, like I said, but also for the family members, because a lot of people don't realize that they struggle as well. It's really different when the warrior comes home and everybody expects this really happy homecoming and all this stuff to be going on, and the Warrior comes home. But a lot of times, homecoming is not what people expect it to be.
It's amazing, Mike. We always talk about here in the studio that whenever we start talking about a topic, it pops up on one of the three flat screen TVs that are in here. And here we're talking to you about these Warriors, and there's a feature on about the Golden State Warriors, a whole other kind of we're on a basketball team. I'm like, you got to be kidding me! Of all the teams, they're talking about the Golden State Warriors as you talk about a Warrior. I know you went to Iraq, you went to Afghanistan as well, and did those tours over there. Were you the guy that got this whole thing rolling, or are you just part of this the machinery for Not Alone?
Well, I'm part of the machinery, but there was a whole group of us, about three or four of us, that actually got it going. And what we ended up seeing was when we came home, we were all dealing with the same things. We weren't sleeping. A lot of times we were wishing we were back there in some cases, because life's kind of easier there. In some ways, you don't have to worry about bills or, you know, the family. And, I mean, you're just focused on one thing, and that's fighting. And a lot of people get comfortable with that. So when we realized we're all dealing with the same issues, we were like, hey, somebody's got to do something about this. Because everybody's seen the suicide rate. It's just ridiculous. And the Army just announced yesterday that they've already surpassed the suicide rate for last year as of Monday. And last year was the worst year for suicides ever in the military.
I hate hearing that at all. All right, so this deal on Monday now with the Detroit Red Wings coming to town, military night down there, $100 ticket, lower bowl, 104 to 107, which is pretty prime seating. It's between the blue lines. And they get a T-shirt, they get a ticket to the game, and proceeds go to the Not Alone program. That's a good way to see a great hockey game and chip some dough towards you guys, right?
Yeah, it absolutely is, and these are prime seats, and actually the pricing is actually $75 now, and it's these proceeds actually go to help these Warriors and their family members when they come home and help get them counseling and help with all the readjustment problems that they have. So great way to go out and see the Preds, support them, and actually get to meet a lot of the Warriors, because on Military Monday night, you'll end up having, you know, 1,000, 1,500 soldiers from Fort Campbell that come down and get recognized at the game and stuff like that. So you'll end up seeing a lot of the exact type of people that we support.
Nice. All right. Well, we appreciate your service to the country. We appreciate what you're doing now, Mike. It's good stuff, and we'll try to get as many people to support you as possible.
All right. Well, if people want to get tickets, they just need to go to naturalpredators.com/notalone. You can get them there, or just get in contact with us.
Your website, too, right, at notalone.com?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, man.
That's correct.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Have a good day, Mike.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Mike Jones. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. I mean, we do things. We talk. We use war terms. We talk about sports in these terms and so on, and battles and so on. And yet every day I'm opening up emails and I'm seeing pictures of kids digging basically what amounts to be shallow graves so that they can sleep in the desert and get some hours, some shut-eye, and so on. And everything that we think is normal, these guys don't take anything for granted, and they're out there battling for us, which is key.